he was such a character. You know, whenever you went out to dinner with him to a restaurant, he seemed to just take the restaurant over and get everyone singing and listening to his stories.
Where did he live in your childhood?
He's had a number of houses. He had 20 acres, which I mentioned before, which was at Whippingham. He had a place out at Knighton, which was quite a big place, and I think about 30 or 40 acres of land out there. Then just after the war, he took over an old warehouse in Cowes and got his blokes to renew it and build it up, and called the Commodore's House, and that's where he lived from then on. The Commodore's House is open to the water on three sides. So, typical upper, he had his own key for the Flying 15s and so on. And it was nice when the Duke had come in and Prince Charles would come in with him. And I remember Prince Charles when he was, I think, about 8 or 9. And he'd never really known about cookery or anything, and he didn't know how potatoes were prepared, so, or tins were open. So I was sent down to get some loaded tin stuff and potatoes, and the Duke could make Charles peel the potatoes and open the tin. So. And my stepdaughter, who was a nurse well up in the NHS, she went up to Buckingham Palace for one of the parties because she's in the higher ranks, and there's a photo of her there where Prince Charles came round and asked her, and she mentioned that her mother was married to me. And Prince Charles said, "Wow," he said, "I remember that." He said, "I remember when I was about 10 years old, Uffa used to say, 'Now come on, you've got to drink 2 glasses of champagne before you go out racing.'" And he said, "I was only 10. And Joanne, my stepdaughter, said when she mentioned the words Uffa Fox, his face went into a beamy smile. And so she was quite chuffed with that, and to think that there was a photographer taking the photo.